This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Let's talk now about the place where you're likely to spend 8 hours today or more. The latest issue of The Atlantic looks at some of the most interesting research about how the office is designed and what it does to us. It's by Associate Editor Julie Beck, who covers health. Hello, Julie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, unless you work someplace that's pretty cool and is into design, generally ugly overhead fluorescent lighting is kind of something you have to deal with in the office setting. And it apparently has some pretty surprising effects on us. Explain what researchers have found about this.
So the brightness of the lights in your office, it affects your emotional state. So when the lights are brighter, one particular study found people were more aggressive. They found other people more attractive. They felt better about good things and worse about bad things. And so that can be good or bad, I suppose. But when the lights are dimmer, you are much more calm. And also, natural light is better and has been found to improve your sleep quality and things like that.
Okay, today I am sitting in for the regular host, David Brancaccio, but I could also say that I'm standing in for him because he is a big fan of the standing desk, very popular at Marketplace these days. What do studies show about the pros and cons of being on your feet for a large part of the day?
Yeah, so a lot of people at The Atlantic are really into the standing desk now, too. There have been reported health risks of sitting for more than 6 hours a day. People who sit a lot have, you know, higher risk for premature death and various other health risks, but the standing desk hasn't been studied enough because it's sort of a newer craze that people are getting into. But there was one study that said that standing for more than 8 hours a day, so, you know, that's right on the edge of the amount of time that most people spend at work, can cause back pain, foot pain. For pregnant women, there's a risk of preterm birth, so it's not necessarily the perfect solution.
Okay, now you go to work every day at The Atlantic. After doing this story and pouring through all this research, what do you think of your desk in your workplace? How are you looking at it differently?
I sometimes feel like I am about to be guilted into trying the standing desk. I don't really like it. I don't think I can like type well standing. So I'm still sitting, but I definitely think about it sometimes.
Okay. Julie Beck with The Atlantic. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Speaking of The Office, we've got a whole series on the changing nature of work in America. We did in partnership with The New York Times. Check it out at marketplace.org.